Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Yeah, don't it sound so epic? Horns are screaming, I ain't the one you wanna mess with. Use a joke, I ain't the one you wanna jest with. The battle's coming, you only got a few seconds to run.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Thank you for joining me today. Here we are after a derailing, I don't know, demolishment. Oh, that's a word either. Anyway, they really took it to the Bills. Man, I don't think anybody expected it to go like that. After that, here we are on that national stage, finally silencing some of the misbelievers, and once again, head to the conference championship against the Kansas City Chiefs, and of course, the favorite children of the NFL, Pat Mahomes and company down in Kansas City. And once again, the Bengals have a chance to prove that they are the big dogs, that they should be the favorites, that they should have been the favorites all along. Hey, we were in the Super Bowl last year. Don't forget about us. Hey, we had a bad September. Don't forget about us. Hey, we took a dump on Monday Night Football against the Browns. Don't forget about us. We're good, man. We're still good. And here they are, and they are proving it. And let's start there. Let's talk about that Bills game. And look, I thought all along they were going to win. And I was confident in that. I think you look at the way they played, you know, the Bills last time, you saw they had a good plan coming out. And I'll tell you what, I mean, and this is, there's still fire Zach Taylor people out there, and I love y'all, but you're crazy. This is an incredible coaching staff. This is one of the best coach teams in the NFL right now. And that was one of the big reasons that I had a ton of faith in them, even with the, you know, teetering remains of a swept over offensive line in front of Joe Burrow. I fully expected them to win this game because I saw that the team as being like, they got a preview that Monday night game. Like, I didn't get to watch the all 22 because the NFL never put it up, but guess what? They got that film. And you know, like, it's kind of making in-game adjustments over the period of a month there. And I fully believe that the Bengals, the way they're set up, the way they make adjustments, the way I know they game plan, that they were going to do the superior job, compared to Leslie Frazier, who I respect in company, over in Buffalo, compared to, you know, Ken Dorsey getting in head coach interviews, and co on the other side of the ball in Buffalo. I knew the Bengals were going to make the most of it. And they were going to come in and have a great plan. And like, they were doing some crazy things in that game. Just moving the ball like nuts. Continually scoring, continually moving the ball, draining the clock. Like, they did a fantastic job, both on offense and defense. And that game was never really in doubt. Like, hey, I'll be honest. They went up 14-0, and I was just like, eh, it'll be close. The Bills will figure out a way to claw back in, all right? I didn't have enough faith in that moment. But they put them away. They did it. You know, they followed through with it. And that just gives you an idea of what kind of team this is. So, fantastic job there. I'm going to talk specifically in my film room this week about the two-back stuff that they did, where they put Chase in the backfield, because that was an interesting little wrinkle. Doesn't take too much to do that. I mean, it's not really that hard on you to do that stuff as an offense, but it gives the defense a different look, and it's something that caused them some big problems. So we're going to talk about that in more detail in the film room.
But like that was, they did a fantastic job, and obviously they figured it out on defense too. They stayed on top of everything. They didn't let they didn't let Allen beat them with big time plays. They didn't give up a score on a big play like that. They made them earn it. They made them drive the field. And when they did, like when the Bills scored, they were taking half a quarter off the clock to do it. Especially when you have a lead, forcing a team to do that, that's big time. And then the other side of the ball, the Bengals did a great job too. Look, we talk about, and I tweeted this out at the time, like we talk about, hey, you gotta kill the clock, And I think a lot of times people think that means running the ball. It doesn't. Late in the game when you gotta keep the clock running, and to some extent, yes, but it just means keep the clock running. Like, there's different ways to do that, especially when you're completing, 70% of your balls. I don't think he was quite there, but like when you can throw these short passes and complete them, that keeps the clock moving. That's fine. Like, just be efficient and keep the clock moving. And the other thing, and this is the part I tweeted out actually during the game. If you noticed in that fourth quarter, even in the third quarter too, the Bengals were letting the clock get down to like 7 seconds before they snapped it. All right, the play clock. Like, use that time that you have on that side of it. Let that time burn off. And that was even more valuable than points at that point, right? Making that game disappear. That's how you do it. And it doesn't matter if you do it after a nice Joe Mixon run for 5-6 yards or, a short pass that T. Higgins to fix up 8 or 9. It doesn't matter what you're doing it. Like, you can keep that clock running in different ways if you're doing that. So they had a phenomenal game plan, right? Blue, like, bend, don't break to a T. Didn't even have to create the turnovers that I was saying that they're going to have to create, that I was talking about during the week. Because I think I was expecting a game. I think a lot of people were expecting a game where it was going to be, is Josh Allen going to make a bunch of plays, or are they going to make a bunch of plays on Josh Allen? And it didn't even have to be that. It was just contain him. Keep everything in front of you. The weather plays a factor in that. I think, when you see Stephon Diggs looking like the Scarecrow from the Batman movies coming in, that's an indicator that he probably didn't like playing in the cold. I mentioned before the game that it's like you don't automatically have an advantage as the home team or as the team, that happens to live in the land of lake effects. To have an advantage in a snowy game. The team that has the advantage is the team that's more mentally tough. The team that's going to deal with it the best is not the team that has the most experience, is the team that is the most mentally tough, the team that doesn't care. And I've seen that played out on all levels of football, where sometimes one team just looks like, nope, I ain't going today. So I don't think that was fully the case, but, let's give the Bengals credit there. That they were aided by that a little bit, and then they made the most of it. They took advantage of that. So fantastic job by the Bengals, showing who they are. All right, really coming through, in this situation, showing their mental toughness, showing that they're the team that's built right, that the team is coached, the best in the league. One of the best in the league coaching staffs. That's going to get them ready for a game like this. And really, leaving no doubt, not letting anybody say, if he gets the ball in overtime, or, if that ball hadn't gone that way, or, he threw a pick, or, this guy was injured. Nope, we kicked your ass. Sorry. Nothing you can really say, dude. Nothing you can really say. So, that's that. And, hey, I think you see Cam Taylor-Britt really coming on. He had his highest career PFF grade this week. Earlier in the year, Lou talked about how at the beginning of his time in Miami coaching Xavier Howard as a rookie, that he's like, hey, he wasn't Xavier Howard at the beginning of the year. And, I think we're seeing that with Cam Taylor-Britt too. And I'm not saying he's Xavier Howard now, but he's not the guy that he was when he started. He's getting better and better. And really filling in that Cheetah role and taking over there. Eli doing a great job opposite him also as well. Fantastic job there by Cam Taylor-Britt coming along. And I tweeted this before the game. It didn't really come into fruition. yet, but mark my word, Dax Hill and Joseph Asai, they're going to play a big part in this playoffs. I think we're seeing more of those guys lately. Look, everybody was dogging on Hill after the Baltimore game because he had penalties. He had two special teams penalties, and then he had a hands to the face. And guess what? Cam Taylor-Britt had one of those too, right? He wasn't playing that bad. He put on defense. He did some things that cost him on special teams. He wasn't playing that bad on defense, though. So let's not dog the guy. He can play. They can find a role for him. He can do some nice things. It might be on Kelsey. We'll see how Trey Flowers is going into the week, but it might be covering Kelsey from time to time or one of those other tight ends, because they had a bunch of other tight ends that have been playing in there as well. So look for him to make an impact. Look for Asai. You know, we saw him getting in there, getting some pressures. I think the defense did a pretty good job where we're all getting pressures. They just weren't close and they just weren't finishing. But they definitely had Allen flustered and on the move. And, you know, to the credit, the DBs were able to stay on top and, prevent anything big from happening in that game. So, awesome job there. All right, we're going to cut this thing right here in the middle, and lots more to talk about. I'm getting a little long-winded today. I don't want to keep you here for too long in one time. So we'll have another podcast that will be dropping tomorrow. Make sure you check that out. It'll be another quick job, about 10 minutes or so. With lots to talk about this Bengals team. Make sure you are checking out my my article, my film room this week about the Bengals 2-back stuff. Haven't written a word of it yet, but I'm very excited for it. It's going to be good stuff. It's up here. It's in my brain. And it's gold. I'm telling you. It's gold. So check that out. Cincy Jungle. Follow me on Twitter at Coach Minnick. You can see that stuff there. Hootay. Yeah, we coming for what's ours. Yeah, we